is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, November 11th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Today is Veterans Day here in the United States, where we honor those who have served in our armed forces. And if that includes you, then thank you. We here at Skywatch TV deeply appreciate your service. Around the world, in the UK, France, and Belgium, November 11th remembered as Remembrance Day, a day that we celebrate the end of World War I. And before we begin today, first, an update on a story from yesterday. I told you that the Italian Institute of Higher Health, or Higher Institute of Health, had officially revised downward its death toll due to COVID-19 by some 97%. That happens not to be the case. The writer for the Italian newspaper that was the source of the article, Il Tempo, noted that the government's statistics showed that only 2.9% of those dead from COVID-19 died of the virus alone, that the other 97.1% showed some comorbidity that was exacerbated by the coronavirus, hypertension, diabetes, COPD, a heart issue, something like that. So if, according to the writer for Il Tempo, the government were to change its numbers and show deaths due to COVID alone, rather than death with COVID, death from COVID, you would arrive at the number of about 3,700 instead of the more than 130,000. Well, an English-speaking writer for Summit News in the UK took that to mean that the numbers had been officially changed. That is not the case. Now, whether the numbers should be officially calculated this way, that's another matter, but I wanted to correct the record here. Italy has not revised its official numbers downward. They're still showing more than 130,000 dead since the beginning of the COVID pandemic in February of last year. Now, topic number five today, Biden got played. A newly revealed text message from French President Emmanuel Macron indicates that he knew that a multi-billion dollar deal to build submarines for Australia was on the rocks before Macron met with President Biden at the G20 summit in Rome. However, the French government made it sound like they were totally blindsided, that Paris had no idea that Australia was about to cancel the deal and change to a nuclear-powered submarine design offered by the United States and the United Kingdom. Macron knew, he pretended he didn't know, and because of this, President Biden was conned into a groveling apology at the G20 summit. France really played it up. They recalled their ambassadors to the United States and Australia over this deal. The country's foreign minister called this an exceptionally grave situation. Macron got an apology from President Biden by pretending that he didn't know what he already knew. Biden got played. Topic number four, crypto or not crypto? That is the question. Central bank digital currencies. This is the topic of a presentation, or part of a presentation, by our friend Guy Malone. That's in the Defender Conference Countdown, available through January 15th. His presentation is on whether or not Bitcoin is the mark of the beast. But he did touch on this subject here, central bank digital currencies, something that's under investigation, being researched now by a number of central banks around the world. China is kind of leading the way in this research. They've already rolled out a digital yuan, and it will become official currency in China as of February of next year. The European Central Bank, the Bank of England here in the United States, the Federal Reserve Bank, all investigating digital currencies as well. What's the difference, and why did Guy Malone suggest that this is more like what the mark of the beast is going to look like? First of all, central bank digital currencies are not cryptocurrencies in the same way that Bitcoin and Ethereum are. They are digital in form, but we use digital currency all the time anyway. Got a debit card? There you go. The CBDC ledgers, the central bank digital currency ledgers, don't use blockchain. And they definitely don't use one of the key features of Bitcoin and Ethereum, which is a decentralized ledger model. No one controls it's like a central clearinghouse of information with Bitcoin and Ethereum, which is part of the appeal for those who use cryptocurrencies. The CBDCs will be centrally controlled and tightly controlled by the central banks. In fact, as Guy mentions during his presentation, they are also programmable. In other words, a central bank digital currency can be programmed to prevent you from spending your digital dollars on something they don't want, or it has to be spent by a certain deadline. CBDCs, not new currencies. They're the same currencies we already know, dollars, yuan, euros, yen, sterling, whatever, just in a new form. But again, not even really that new when you consider that most of us here in the U.S. anyway are already using debit cards at least part of the time. Central banks working on this now. European Central Bank is probably next in line behind China in terms of being ready to roll out its digital currency. The Federal Reserve Bank working with MIT on research on how to roll out a digital dollar, probably several years away from its own CBDC, targeting the year 2025, which is an interesting date for a lot of reasons. If you've been watching us on Skywatch TV for any length of time, you know that we are looking at that date with great interest. The move towards central bank digital currency, it's real. Again, some key differences between blockchain-based cryptocurrencies and the central bank digital currencies. But the bottom line here is that ultimately, prophetically speaking, we know that there will be a global digital currency, maybe the International Monetary Fund, which already has a basket of currencies that it calls special drawing rights, maybe creates a digital SDR and uses that as the new global reserve currency, replacing physical dollars. And that could be a tool used by a future one world government, whether it's the government of the Antichrist or not. These changes are underway. I just bring this to you to make you aware of it. Just be aware these things are in play. Whether they roll out over years or months remains to be seen. Topic number three, the media and the rainbow. A new study about the growing influence of millennials here in the United States revealed that a majority of them have a positive opinion about Jesus Christ. The question is, what do they actually know or believe about Jesus Christ? In other words, is he the Jesus Christ of the Bible or a Jesus Christ of their own imagining? It appears that it's more like that last one. A new 62-page research report issued by George Barna, Arizona Christian University, titled New Insights into the Generation of Growing Influence, Millennials in America. Now, why study millennials? Because there are 70 million of them in the United States. They're adults. They make up about 40% of the workforce. They're the prime parenting age group here in the United States now. And according to Barna's research, it's somewhat depressing. It shows that we, the older generation, tail end of the baby boom here, we have not really done our job in training up our children in the way they should go. According to Barna's research, 96% of millennials lack a biblical worldview. Only 4% of millennials have an authentically biblical worldview. 75% of them say they lack meaning and purpose in life. Only a third claim to believe in God. And here's a kicker. 39% of younger millennials aged 18 to 24, 39%, almost two out of every five, say they identify as LGBTQ. Now, when you actually get right down to the research showing what they actually believe about their sexuality, that number is more like 5%. But the media, according to Barna, the media has made it seem so safe and cool for young Americans to identify as LGBTQ. In other words, if you say you're just heterosexual, you're straight, I'm a man, I'm attracted to women, oh, how boring, how dull, oh, that must be awful to be you. That's how the media has indoctrinated younger Americans. And that's on us, older Americans, for allowing this indoctrination into our homes. Topic number two, DEI at Goodwill. That stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion, buzzwords now on campuses around the United States. Goodwill Industries pressuring its stores to adopt critical race theory type training at these resale shops. Goodwill Industries, one of the better known nonprofits here in the United States. A lot of clothing in my closet from Goodwill stores in various places, Indiana, Illinois, stops along the way. According to reports, in June of this year, Goodwill International hired a new director of diversity, equity, and inclusion, good doctor's expertise based on her dissertation seems to be critical race theory. In fact, the title of her dissertation, Critical Race Theory, Intersectionality Theory, and Black Feminist Theory as a Theoretical Framework to Illustrate the Occurrence of Racial Microaggressions that Black Women Face in the Government Sector. Now, look, all people, regardless of skin color, have inherent worth. We are all created as God's imagers. We bear his image. We are his moral agents on this earth. Skin color doesn't make a difference, doesn't change that. And yet, here in America and around the world, it is becoming increasingly acceptable to revert back to something we thought we put behind us in the 1960s, which is a color-coded grading system of worth here in the United States. It's just been flipped on its head. Critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion. It's racism on steroids, and we should reject it. Coming up, justice in design. What is it? That's next on 5 and 10.
We actually have some taped footage of some of these experts predicting this day of disclosure from around a decade ago. In fact, as far as I know today, the footage from these tapes contains the last surviving interviews from Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, and Chris Putnam, who have since passed away, but were all very well known on the Christian side of the UFO discussion years ago.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Missler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one, redefining structural racism. You might think it's racism built into a social system, but no, at the University of Minnesota, structural racism means racism in structures like buildings and stuff. University of Minnesota is hiring a new design justice professor to create, and I'm quoting now, create space policy and practices that support the inclusion and retention of Black, Indigenous, and peoples of color, BIPOC, as well as other communities who have been historically underinvested, end quote. Applications to the University of Minnesota College of Design should be committed to advancing a scholarly, pedagogic, and or service agenda specifically focused on design justice. Design justice. Architectural design teaching, research, practice, service in the discipline of architecture. Really, what I want in architects, beyond, you know, a sense of style and design, is good math skills. But if you've been following this program or paying attention to what's going on in academia recently, math is racist. In fact, in discussing the new infrastructure bill passed by Congress last week, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg looks forward to applying some of the funds in the infrastructure bill to eliminating racism in our infrastructure, buildings, and roads. Yes, in America today, roads are racist. We can laugh at this, but again, this gets at the fundamental worth of humanity. As Christians, we understand that we are all, that all human life is sacred regardless of skin color, because we are all created in the image of God. And this color-coded social system that progressives want to impose on us is absolutely anti-biblical and anti-Christian. Well, through January 15th, I mentioned this earlier, the SkyWatch TV Defender virtual conference, Guy Malone's presentation on Bitcoin as the mark of the beast, question mark. That's just one of two dozen cutting-edge presentations. You get a presentation from me on my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. My best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert, interviewed me about that, and that's one of two presentations. My other one is on the subject of UFOs and alien abductions, which is the subject of Josh Peck's documentary, which is also part of the virtual conference, The Great Delusion, a nearly two-hour documentary featuring Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Chuck Missler, Russ Dizdar, Chris Putnam, Noah Hutchings, Gary Stearman, many others. I'm honored to be a part of it as well, which is mind-blowing that since Chuck Missler and L.A. Marzulli are really two of my heroes in this field who got me interested in these subjects in the first place. That documentary plus the two dozen presentations, yours to watch on your schedule now through January 15th. Take advantage of this while it's still out there. Yes, there will be DVDs after the conference is over, but don't miss this. This is critical information. You can find out more, get a complete list of the speakers, and sign up today at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. The Great Delusion, in fact, is the subject of this week's broadcast program from SkyWatch TV, the main show hosted by Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. Josh Peck is on the panel along with an excerpt from the documentary. Get a chance to preview the a segment from the documentary before you watch the whole thing. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the SkyWatch TV main program. In fact, all of our broadcast shows now posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. That includes, of course, Simply His, the new women's show, the health program. Excellent material and information there. Vital information from Cherise Parton called Return to Eden and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. All of those available at on through the PTL network on Sunday afternoons, but also on Apple TV and Roku. If you've got the SkyWatch TV channel on your set-top box, then just click the remote and we'll broadcast whenever you want us to. Or better yet, take us with you wherever you go. Bring us into your smartphone or tablet. All of our video programs, plus important news, a schedule of our upcoming events, and free bonus content. Tom Horn right now running a schedule or running a series called The Great Delusion Series, and much of that information drawn from the book that Josh Peck and I wrote back in 2017 called The Day the Earth Stands Still. So don't miss that. You'll get that right in your smartphone or tablet. The mobile app is free. It works on Android and iOS devices, Amazon Kindle Fire devices as well. And we've got links to the app stores to make it easy at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.